Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So let's do the words first. Tasya of her. Nirvana disgusted.
Nirvana 令人厌恶.
Chittayaha whose mind?
他的心意.
Gitam song.
歌, 诗歌.
Shinu, please hear.
请聆听.
Yata as it is.
原原本本的.
Mama, from me.
从我这里.
Nirveda, detachment.
不依附。
Asha of hopes and yearnings.
希望和渴求。
Vashanam of the binding network.
束缚人的罗网。
Purushasya of the person.
一个人的。
Yata, just as.
仿佛。
He, certainly.
肯定的。
See the sword.
利剑。
Tasya nirvana chittaya yitam shinu yitamama nirveda asha pashanam purushasya yita yasum. Tasya nirvana chittaya yitam shinu yitamama nirveda asha pashanam purushasya yita yasum.Tasya nirvana chittaya gitam shinu utamama nirveda asha pashanam purushasya yata yasin. Tasya nirvana chittaya gitam shinu utamama nirveda asha pashanam purushasya yata yasin. You want to do it?
Tasya nirvana chittaya gitam shrinu yata mama nirvana asha pashanam purushasya yata hyasi.
Good. Okay, translation. The prostitute felt disgusted with her material situation and thus became indifferent to it. Indeed, detachment acts like a sword.Cutting to pieces the binding network of material hopes and desires. Now please hear from me the song sung by the prostitute in that situation.
译文，这名妓女对她的物质现状感到厌恶，故而不再流连于此，千真万确的气绝，就像一把利剑，把束缚人的物质渴求的罗网砍碎。现在请听我讲述这名妓女在当时情形中吟唱的一首歌。
Okay, Yatsu by Srila Prabhupada, purport.The network of material desires, this is actually by the Prabhupada's disciples. The network of material desires is created when one falsely thinks that he can establish himself permanently in the material world. This binding network should be cut by the sword of detachment. Otherwise, one will be forced to wander in the illusory network of Maya with no understanding of living life on the platform of spiritual platform.
是你不叫阿谈第十一篇第八章世界二十八的要旨，是由圣帕帕的门徒。当人幻想着自己能永存于物质世界时，物质欲望的罗网便得以产生。这捆绑人的罗网应当用气绝利剑斩断，不然人被迫的游弋在迷虚幻的玛雅罗网中，对灵性层面上解脱的生命一无所值。
Om Gana Chimirandasya Gana Gana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurema Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yenabhutale Swayamrupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutta ParakamalamShri Guru Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sanjajatam, Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Parijana, Sahita, Krishna, Chaitanya Devam, Shri Shivada, Krishna Pada, Sahagana, Lalita, Shri Vishakan, Vitamstha, Mahon, Vishnupadaya, Krishna, Krishtaya, Bhutaya, Imati, Bhakti, Vedanta, Swaminiti, Namaste, Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Kauravani, Pracharane, Nirvisesha Sunyavari Paschacade Satarni Vanshakalpa Trivyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patita Nampavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tvishe Namaha Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Mangayate Girim Tat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Guru Dina Tarane. So the network of material, that network means it's like a spider web or some, like a fishing net, you know, everything is all together. Very difficult, complicated thing.
This,
Actually, that's a big thing now in computer business, networking.
实际上，现在在那个电脑科技当中呢，这是非常了不起的事物，就是网络。
Means connecting a lot of people.
意思就是把许多人联系在一起。
It means the action or process of interacting with others.
意思就是说和其他人产生互动的这种行为。
So the network of material desires are all connected and one creates another one and another one creates another one and it becomes very unlimited entanglement.
生物质欲望的罗网呢，就是一个物质欲望产生另外一个欲望，又产生一连串的物质欲望。
It starts when we foolishly think that we can stay in the material world and be happy.
这都起它的始源呢，就是起始于这种愚蠢的认知，以为自己能留在物质世界，变得快乐。
There's one group of so-called philosophers or whatever, they know they're going to die and they're just trying to live a good, you know, proper life so they can take birth again and then keep on enjoying. Then, if I, then they think my next life will be nice, I can just enjoy more and more. And I never have to end it.
有一群这些是同样观哲学观点的人们，他们就为来世能过上更好的生活做准备，他们以为他们的来世能够有更好的享受，而且呢是永无止境的。
So that's a very big illusion because they don't think about having to be born and, you know, the difficulties of growing up and all this. They just think, they can only think of the here and now when they're young people and they're enjoying it, think they can just maintain it somehow or other.
有没有 they are young people, they can maintain.
Yeah, they're young people, but they're thinking, you know, if they live a good life, they can just have another good birth and keep on enjoying in this world.
他们就幻想着 就是能够有更好的来生，但他们从来不想一想这个出生的过程有多么艰难，成长的过程当中是多么困难，他们只是觉得他们还有着青春，他们能够一直能够享受这个好时光。
So they have to be cut with the sword of detachment. The sword is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And, you know, that's what can really cut us free from our material attachments.
这些呢，都需要用知识的利剑被砍断这些虚幻，用 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.砍断这些物质的依附。
Because in order to be attached, we have to get attached. So we have to, if we become attached to Krishna, automatically detach from material entanglement.
为了气绝呢，人首先要有更好的依附，就要依附 Krishna， 才能气绝物质的束缚。
So the Bhagavatam says, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Gyanacha Vairagyam. That by just practicing Bhakti Yoga and serving Vasudeva, the Supreme Lord, automatically detachment and knowledge comes.
就是说通过修习 Bhakti 服务 Vasudeva 知识和气绝就会自动的产生。
Like on Saturday devotee was asking about what is Gyani, you know, I gave some idea, but the Gyanis are trying to become detached, they want to get liberated.
周六就有人问什么是 Gyani 呢，思辨家，我给他们的解释就是说他们呢就是 一群试图弃绝获得解脱的人们。
Of course their goal is usually just, but their goal is to find the Supreme, but they're searching everywhere and then they think this is not it, this is not it, this is not it. Eventually they might realize that it's not going to find it and then they'llKrishna will see if they're still sincere and arrange for them to meet a devotee or something.
他们的目的呢还是为了寻找到至尊，然后呢他们到处会寻找啊，不是这个也不是那个，还这个也不是，但最终呢他们会发现哪里也找不到，如果 Krishna 觉得他们是非常真诚的话，就会安排他们能够遇到奉献者。
So to really get free, we have to be connected to Krishna.
为了变得真正的能够自由自在的话，我们必须要跟 Krishna 联系。
It's like to really swim, we have to get off the shore. You have to go in the water, fully in the water.
就好像是为了要游泳，我们必须得离开海岸，才能潜到水中。
So here she's just getting disgusted with her own life, and somehow she must have had a good education when she was young or something, because she knows about spiritual life.
So 在这里呢，就说这名妓女呢，她开始对她的物质境况感到厌恶，她一定在年轻的时候受过很好的教育。
So like.Sariputta Prabhu, he was a scientist and he was preaching to scientists.
像Sariputta Prabhu呢，他是一名科学家，他就向科学家们传播。
So he was saying how the ordinary person, they're entangled, you know, in a network of Maya, but it, not so many different things. It's more simple. They're attached, but...
他就说呀，那些普通人呢，他们是陷在玛雅当中的，但他们呢，他们沉迷的事物并不多，只是他们依附心比较重而已。
But the scientists, it's really complicated, and they have so many different arguments and different ways and looking at so many different things, it's very hard to cut them free from the mind.
可是那些科学家就不一样了，他们呢特别的复杂，他们提出各种各样的论点争论，有种种的方式，因为他们就深陷在玛雅的罗网当中。
So let's read a few verses and see what this Pingala is coming up with.
我们继续来阅读几个诗节。
Nayanga Jata Nirvedo Deha Bandham Jahasuti Itabhi Gyana Rahito Manujo Mahatamripa. Okay, this is a human being who is bereft of spiritual knowledge, never desires to give up his false sense of proprietorship over many material things. Similarly, a person who has not developed detachment never desires to give up the bondage of the material body.
王啊，正像丧失灵性知识的人，从不想摒弃对物质的虚假拥有感，尚未培养出气绝心态的人，绝不希望舍弃物质躯体的束缚。请大家稍后。
So, like, if you have many, many things, you know, it's hard to give them up.
就好像一个有很多拥有很多事物的人呢，从来不想着放弃他们。
Some people realize, well, I have to give it all up. It's time to death. So they give up the idea of proprietorship.
有些人意识到呢。反正早晚等我死的时候呢，我都得放弃这些事物，所以呢，他们就对并没有什么拥有感。
So many times when people hear about this detachment, they think you can't have anything. You have to live, you know, without anything, no clothes, just no house. But that's not the case. But we have to understand that it belongs to Krishna, whatever we have, including our body.
有很多人呢，一听到"气绝"这个词儿就想啊，实际上是应该是没有什么拥有物，也不应该有什么衣服啊，也不应该有房子。但是不是这么回事儿，一切呢实际上是由 Krishna 所拥有，包括我们这具躯体。
So most people they don't want to leave their body. Rich men are crying and begging the doctor, give me one more month or a couple more months.Don't
let me die. But they have to die. 有的富人呢，他们就恳求医
生，哎呀，请让我再多活一个月，让我再多活几个月吧。Ya kantad asita karman kamaye yena balesha. The prostitute Pingala said, because I cannot control my mind, see how illusioned I am. Just like a fool, I desire lusty pleasure from an insignificant man.
Even.妓女 Pingala 说道，看看我是多么的陷于巨大的幻象中，由于我无法控制心意，就像一个傻瓜一样， 我从微不足道的男子那里渴望色欲的快乐。
So she just got some realization from waiting so long and seeing that, you know, when she realizes there's pleasure she's looking for is not very much, very temporary.
她就是非常厌恶的觉悟到，她渴望从那些微不足道的男子那里得到这些快乐呢，是多么的没有价值。
In material existence, all of the senses are attracted by different objects. Thus, the conditioned soul becomes a first-class fool. The cause of material life is one's indifference to the absolute truth. The conditioned soul considers himself to be the lord and enjoyer of the material world and considers the purpose of life to be sense gratification. The more one tries to enjoy the material world, the more one's illusion increases.
在物质生存当中，所有的感官都受到不同对象的吸引，因此受条件限制的灵魂便成为头号的傻瓜。物质生活的根源就是一个人对绝对真理并不感兴趣。受条件限制的灵魂自认为是主人，是物质世界的享受者，认为生命的目标不外感官享乐。一个人越是企图享受物质世界，一个人的幻觉也越来越增加。
It appears from this verse that the prostitute Pingala was not only earning her livelihood through prostitution, but was actually enjoying her illicit contact with innumerable men. The words kantad asata.Indicate that she was freely selling herself without discrimination to the most ordinary and useless men, consider them to be lovers. Thus she says, I was a great fool. The word balisha means one who has a childish mentality without practical experience of right or wrong.
从这个世界看上去，妓女Pingala不仅仅是通过妓女的生意来为生，而且事实上和那无数的男子都有非法的关系。康塔阿萨塔表明他不加约束的出卖自己，没有分辨力的给那些最普通的没有用的男子。认为他们是情人，如此以来，他便说道：“我是一个大傻瓜。”巴利善意思是有幼稚心态的人，没有对于对错没有实际的体验。
Well, that's one idea. Who knows, you know? But anyway, she's realizing that.Somehow she's realizing she's a fool, she's wasting her life. That happens to everybody, hopefully at some point. Not everybody, but, you know, most of us, whatever we were trying to do, we decided to become devoted. That means we realize, you know, I'm just chasing after bubbles, you know, something that's not going to last.
那最后呢，他就这名妓女他就觉悟了，认识到自己都是一个大傻瓜。一个成为了奉献者的人，他们回头看看就会意识到自己原先追逐的就是一个虚幻的泡沫。
So there's many people, of course many people never realize, they just keep trying.
很多人呢，他们始终没有觉醒，他们还在那里徒劳无益的做努力。
That's why devotees try to go out and educate people and somehow or other tell them that there is a spiritual world, there is a much higher pleasure, and it's so easily available, but you know, they no, can't chant, too busy or don't have time, can't read the Bhagavad Gita. But devotees are always trying to somehow or other enlighten people.
正因为这个原因，奉献者们他们在努力地去教育世人，存在着一个灵性世界，存在着更高的快乐。他们试图说服人们去读《国家梵歌》，但是人们却推脱啊，没有时间呢，没时间看。
Okay. Santam samipe vamanam ratipadam vita pradam nicham imam vihaya akamadam dukha bhayadi shokamoha padam tucham aham vijay kya. Complicating one. I'm such a fool that I've given up the service of that person who, being eternally situated within my heart, is actually most dear to me. That most dear one is the Lord of the universe, who is a bestower of real love and happiness and the source of all prosperity. Although he is in my own heart, I have completely neglected him. Instead, I have ignorantly served insignificant men who could never satisfy real desires and who simply brought me unhappiness, fear, anxiety, lamentation, and illusion.
Even, 我是这样的一个傻瓜，我放弃了对那个人的服务，他处在我的心中，他是我对我最亲切的一个人，那了最亲切的人便是宇宙之主，他是真正的爱的赐予者，是真正的爱、幸福和所有繁荣的源泉。即便他就在我心中，我却完全忽视了他。相反，我愚昧地去服务那些微不足道的男子，而他们永远不会满足我真正的欲望，只会给我带来不幸、恐惧、焦虑、悲伤和幻想。
So from this, it seems like, you know, somehow she was, you know, she was raised and she knew aboutthe Lord in her heart, and she knew that she gave it up, you know, like many people. Now she's realizing.
从这段话当中，就我们可以推断出，她一定就是小的时候受到过教育，她现在呢又幡然醒悟了。
Because she couldn't talk like this if she didn't have some, you know, education.Right, some experience in the past.
除非他曾经之前受到过教育，并且有过亲身的体验，否则不可能说出这种话。
So, Kropotsky. Pingala laments that she chose to serve sinful, useless men. She falsely thought they would bring her happiness and neglected to serve the actual Lord of the heart, Krishna. She can understand how foolishly she had struggled for money, not knowing that the Supreme Lord is always inclined to award prosperity to a sincere devotee. The prostitute was proud of her ability to please men, but she now laments.And she did not try to please the Supreme Lord by loving service. The Supreme Lord is completely aloof from the transactions of the material world. Lord Krishna is the actual enjoyer of everyone and everything. But one must learn how to please the Lord by pure devotional service, spiritual service.
Pingala 悲叹着，他选择了去服务那些罪恶深重没有用的男子，他虚假的自认为可以，他们这些人能够带给他快乐，从而他忽视了服务心中的真正的主 Krishna。他能够明白，他对金钱的努力是多么愚蠢，并不知道至尊主 总是青睐于给他真正的奉献者赐予繁荣，这名妓女一度为他能够取悦男子的能力感到自豪，但是他现在悲叹他并没有努力去取悦至尊主，为他至尊主做出爱心服务。至尊主完全的超越于物质世界的所有事物，主 Krishna 是万事万物，是每一个生物的真正的享受者，但是一个人必须学习如何通过纯粹的奉献服务来取悦主。
So that's the situation for all of us. You know, at some point we've given up on Krishna. We were in the spiritual world. Somehow we wanted to try to enjoy the mature world. But once we come into the mature world and just get more and more entangled, everywhere you try to do something, you get caught up in two other things.
是实际上呢，也对应了我们的情况。我们以前一度在灵性世界，但是呢，我们背离了 Krishna， 我们来到物质世界。我们进入物质世界，才发现呢，这些挫败的经历使我们明白到我们在这里无法的快乐。我们放弃了对主的服务。
And she's getting good realizations, you know, that it's just foolish to try to enjoy the material world. You don't have to be a prostitute and say, well, that, you know, I'm nice, my enjoyment of the material world is nice, but it's all just as stupid. We're trying to enjoy the body, we're trying to get pleasure based on the body and other people's bodies and the senses. So that's just foolishness.Maybe in the mode of goodness or passion or ignorance, but it's all foolishness as far as spiritual life is concerned.
他就已经觉悟到了，就是这去享受呢，这是非常愚蠢的。我们是用不着去，真正的就变成妓女才能够觉悟到这一切。那我们可以知道，享受是愚蠢的，享受这具躯体，或者是享受别人的躯体，享受别人的感官来获得快乐，无论是在善良、激情还是愚昧属性当中，这都是愚蠢的行为，是得不到快乐的。
Again, this is interesting.
Realization.
Aho mayatma paritapito vita sankecha vityati vigaryavartaya strainam narad artyata chisho nisochiti kritena vittam ratim atmanechiti. Oh, how I have uselessly tortured my own soul. I've sold my body to lusty, greedy men who are themselves objects of pity. Thus practicing the most abominable profession of a prostitute. I hope to get money and sex pleasure.
Oh, 我毫无益处地折磨了我自己的灵魂。我多么愚蠢地折磨过我的灵魂呀！我曾把我的身体卖给色欲贪婪的男人，他们本身都是被可怜的对象。过去我一直从事着最令人厌恶的妓女职业，希望得到金钱和性享乐。
The art of prostitution is based on awakening the enjoying propensity in men. Apparently this prostitute was so foolish that she made it a romantic conception of her profession and was actually trying to enjoy loving affairs with her customer, not realizing that they were the lowest of men with the most abominable motives. Like the prostitute Pingala, One should understand that by giving up the devotional service of the Lord, one simply becomes a victim of the illusionary and suffers greatly, no matter how we're trying to enjoy the material world.
Just, 卖淫业建立在唤醒男人享乐倾向的基础上，显然这名妓女当时曾愚蠢地维系着她职业的浪漫色彩，千方百计跟客人们尽享风流韵事，并未意识到她的这些客人们都是居心不良的人类残渣。就像妓女拼个啦，人应该明白抛弃对主的奉献是服务，只会使人成为迷幻能量的牺牲品，苦不堪言。
Yad astivir nimittavamsavamsya stunam tvacha roma nakai inodam charam navidvaram agaram etad.Then Mutra Purnam Mad Apaitikanyana. This material body is like a house in which I, the soul, am living. The bones forming my spine, ribs, arms, and legs are like the beams, crossbeams, and pillars of the house, and the whole structure, which is full of spinal, is covered by skin, hair, and nails. The nine doors leading into this body are constantly excreting foul substances.Besides me, what woman would be so foolish to devote herself to this material body, thinking that she might find pleasure and love in this contraption? And that's a nice description of the body.
这个世界呢是对躯体的一个绝妙的描述。译文：这具物质躯体就像一座房子，我灵魂就住在里面，组成我的脊柱、肋骨。手和腿的骨骼犹如房子的梁柱，这充满粪便尿液的整栋建筑被皮肤、毛发和指甲覆盖。进入这具躯体的九道门始终向外分泌着污垢，除了我，还有哪个女人会这么愚蠢地奉献于这具物质躯体，以为能从这精巧的装置中找到快乐与爱呢？
When I first joined the movement, many times in classes and talked like this, you know, because trying to understand how we're not the body and, you know, what this body really is. We don't think about it so much, but that's what it is.
当我刚加入 Krishna 直觉的时候，这个运动的时候呢，我们也经常在谈论这个躯体。人们呢，他们很少去思考这个躯体到底是怎么一回事。
So it's very interesting. This body is like a house in which the soul is living.
这个躯体就像一幢房子，灵魂呢就居住在这个房子里。
The bones form the spine, and ribs, arms, and legs are like beams and pillars in the house. You know, if you look at the house before it's finished, you're building a house, you will see all these things underneath the skin of the house. And we don't see all that. We just see the skin and it looks nice.
那么这个骨骼呢就组成了这个脊椎、肋骨、手和腿、手臂和腿。但如果你们看一下房子盖的过程呢，就会知道这个里面的建筑物里面具体它是由什么组成的。但是现在呢，人们呢，他们就只关注这个房子的表面。
and the whole structure is full of stool and urine, and that's definitely a fact. And all we have is look for the toilet.
而且呢，这个这幢建筑物呢，它里头都是充满着粪便和尿液的。如果你上厕所，就知道怎么回事了。
In America, when they first announced the lockdown, people were panicking and buying things.
在美国呢，当美国刚开始，就开刚开始疫情的开始阶段的时候呢，他们宣布呢就会就会把这些商店啊什么都关闭，这时候人们就恐慌了。
Paper.
人们就开始买。人们抢购货物，包括手纸。
So, that's definitely it's just a bag full of stool and urine and pus and sweat and all kinds of things that nobody wants.When we cut our hair or our fingernails, someone might think, oh, somebody has beautiful fingernails. But when you cut them off, nobody wants them.
这个躯体就是屎尿袋儿，里头有个，就是屎尿啊，还有，就是各种各样的粘液啊，就这种的。人有的人会觉得，哎呀，那个人他指甲多漂亮，美甲。但如果你把他那个指甲剪下来，是没人会。再去要这个指甲了。
And the hair, you know, when we see hair on someone's head, we might say, oh, it looks so beautiful, shiny, nice hair, curly hair.
如果我们看见某个人长了一头那个卷曲的闪闪发光的头发，我们就会大家赞叹。
But when you see the hair on the floor in the hair cutting shop, nobody likes it.
但如果你看一下那个，就理发店地上的那一堆堆、一团一团的头发，这个并不会让人讨人们的欢心。
Although there are some people that want to get that hair and make wigs, so for some people it's relevant.
除了有那些造假做假发的人，他们会搜集这些，就觉得有一些价值，否则的话是没有人觉得它有用。
So similarly, you know, we think the body is nice, it's moving around, it's shiny, you know, its hair is growing, and you know, it seems nice. But when it's, if its soul is gone, then the body is not very nice.
同样的呢，我们会觉得，哎呀，这个躯体真不错，可以四处的移动，而且那还是闪闪发光，放射着光彩。但是，一旦灵魂离开这躯体呢，就没有用了。
And promising the finger, if you cut off the finger is very valuable, but while it's on your body, you're very attached. But if it's on the ground and people are stepping on it, nobody cares for it.
圣帕帕德呢，就举个例子，就好像呢，我们的手指头，如果是跟我们身体连在一起，它就非常有价值。但如果那个手指头呢，它断了，掉在地上，就会被人们踩来踩去的。
So the nine doors leading into the and out of the body are two eyes, two nostrils and a mouth, two ears, the genitals and the anus. That's the nine gates it's called. Vamsa or spine also means bamboo. And indeed his skeleton appears to resemble a bamboo construction. Just as bamboo can immediately burn to ashes or chopped into pieces, similarly the material body.Just constantly deteriorating, may at any moment be crushed into powder, cut into pieces, and drowned, burned, suffocated, and so on. Eventually, the body must disintegrate, and Therefore, there is a certainty. No one is unfortunate as one who has dedicated himself, heart and soul, to the flinty body, which is full of unpleasant elements.
毋庸置疑，这九进出这个躯体的九道门是两只眼睛，两个鼻孔，一个嘴巴，两个耳朵，生殖器和肛门 ，vamsa 或者是脊椎，也意味着竹子。事实上，这个骷髅呢，就像一个竹子，就像竹子可以立刻被烧成灰烬，或者是砍成碎片。同样，物质躯体恒长着，在衰败着，任何时刻都可能被碾成齑粉，切成碎片，被烟，被焚烧，被窒息等等。即便躯体必须是要分崩离析，最终这个躯体一定会分崩瓦解。因此，肯定没有谁像一个把全身心包括灵魂奉献给这个躯体的人那么不幸，因为这个躯体是充满着各种令人不愉快的元素。
Okay, I was going to say something, but I forgot. Vide anam pure yasmin aham ekaiva mudadi yanyam ischan yasat yasmad atmadat kamam achutat. This will be the last. Certainly in the city of Videha, I am completely foolish. I neglected the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who awards everything, even our original spiritual form. Instead, I desire to enjoy sense gratification with many men.
毋庸置疑，在维德哈这座城堡中，唯有我愚不可及。我忽视了赐予我们一切，甚至我们的原始形体的灵性形体的至尊人格受身，反而渴望跟许多男子尽享感官享乐。
So, kind of a lot of repetition there, because that's what it takes for us to understand things. So, any questions?
好，那我们今天讲课部分就到这里。接下来我们来回答问题，看看有什么问题。
Now there's for the time being, there's no question coming up. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, please.
In the letter of instruction, it says that Dwarka is superior to Vaikuntha, and Vrindavan is superior to Dwarka.And Govardhan is superior. Vrindavan, Govardhan is superior, and Radhakun, etc. Yet, Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur has said that in this world, the best place is Bangladesh, and in Bangladesh, the best place is Navadvip.
Navadvip and Vrindavan are not different. Looks different to us, but to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there's no difference.
Okay.
So even in Vaikuntha, there's Dwarka and Ayodhya there. And beyond Vaikuntha, that's Goloka. And even in Goloka, there's Mathura and Vrindavan. And there's also Navadvip.
Okay.
So that's the inconceivable potency of the Lord that we can't explain. Inconceivable means the mind, it's way beyond the mind. So we can say comparisons, but we can't really explain it. But we can enjoy it, we can relish it by chanting the whole name and hearing about these things. We get it'll reveal itself to us.
understand 我现在来翻译一下就刚才的问题就是说在教会的甘露当中就说就是朵尔卡要比昆卡优越然后比朵尔卡优越的是文达文然后在文达文呢有哥尔丹山啊什么等等以此类推然后那个在博多尔坛那巴廷的塔库他又说在这个世界当中就是那么对不是最好的地方最好的地方是孟加拉因为在孟加拉有那么对我的问题就是反正就是好像是有一点点就是差别然后妈妈的回答就是说那么和那么对不是一个地方是一样的都是一样的。在格洛卡呢有在灵性天空呢有昆塔尤迪亚朵尔卡格洛卡。这格洛卡呢它也包括了纳瓦对吧这些都是不可思议的。不可思议的意思就是说它远远超越了心意之上。但是我们确实可以体验的去品尝的品味的there's a question by 是 Varadaishvara Devadasi 顶拜老师我们的物质上的名字和自己的运势有什么关系是代表个人命运吗灵性名字有什么意义Obeisance teacher What's the relationship between our material name and our destiny Is it represent one's own destiny and what's the meaning of spiritual name
Again?
So she's asking are there any relation between our material name and our destiny and one's material name and one's destiny?
No.
没有关系。
You're making your own destiny.
命运是由自己是你自己创造的。
It's not like destiny is something that's written before you're born.
So
we're put into certain situations, but then depending on how we react, we create the future.
不是说你出生之前就已经命运定命定了，你的命运就已经决定好了。我们被置于特定的处境当中，我们对于这个处境的反应呢，就塑造了我们的未来。She's also asking, what is the meaning for spiritual name?
Well, that most of the spiritual names are names of Krishna, or names of devotees of Krishna.
大部分灵性名字都是 Krishna 的，或者是 Krishna 奉献者的名字。
So the real meaning is Das or Dasi, we're servant of Krishna. We can get free from our attachment to the body, that our material name is the name of our body that we've had our whole life. So we need a new name so we can think of Krishna instead of thinking of our body and our grandparents and our great-grandparents and whatever.
真正的意义在于后缀那 Dasi 或者 Das 上，就我们是 Krishna 的仆人。物质的名字呢，物质的名号是跟我们自己的身体密切相关的，所以我们起迪的时候得到一个新的名字，就提醒我们是我们是 Krishna 的仆人。不然的话呢，我们就会想着我们的孙子啊，或者孙女儿。Wait a minute, because there is no other questions coming up.Yes, because in the evening, usually there will be two or three programs in the evening. In morning, there's only one program.
Usually in the evening, we get quite a few questions.
Yes.
Okay, no problem for me. I should wait a few more minutes and see if something happens. Thank you very much, then, folks.
Jaya is typing.
We can go now. And I hope it's December, the world, everybody's. I hope devotees in China are trying to distribute some books during this month more than usual. Whatever way you can, or at least buy some books from the BBT for distribution later. Okay, so we can take part in this.Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj 说他希望这个月呢，奉献者能够参与派发啪啪的书籍的活动，至少呢
能够从 BBT 订购一些书籍，留到以后派发也是好的。好，那外公，哦，马上让你下线了。那外公的军服务员，您听，今天晚上，非常感谢马拉什特生萨米为我们带来的精彩讲课。祝大家有一个愉快的夜晚。Hare Krishna.